Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Hey, this is the time we've created this ritual, this habit, that you download this podcast, you put it into your phone, you put it into your iPod, you listen to it at your desk, you have this ritual. You do it at a certain time every single day. I'm here for you every single day. Someone who is just like you going through this game, this challenge, this combination lock, this puzzle called life that we're continually trying to put together, stay excited, stay focused, stay motivated to create the life that we really want. And this is your time just to think about you in your life with so many things going on, so many distractions, so many people tugging at you for your attention. You know, you're always in your own thoughts, right? It's this concentrated, focused thought. What are you thinking about? And so for 10, 20, 30, sometimes 40 minutes a day, this is your ritual. You and I connecting. We're going through the same journey. We have this commonality, this bond. We love bodybuilding, fitness, training, and we really want to become the total package. We want to make our man formation. We want to be the best that we can be. We have this bond, this commonality together. And so I'm talking I'm telling you my stories, giving you my perspective on life on this particular day, what I'm going through, because I'm doing it not about me. I'm trying to stimulate thought for you. So this is your time, the 10, the 20, the 30 minutes a day where you think about you, your emotions, your thoughts, your actions, and where you ultimately want to go. And I'm glad to be a part of your day. I'm glad to be one of your rituals. There's so many coaches and gurus and people who want your attention. And you're taking the time every single day to listen to this morning podcast. And I appreciate that. And I'm getting up every single morning to do this for you, to help you out. Because we're helping each other out by me committing to do this podcast every morning. And with your feedback, your likes, your appreciation, the emails that you send me, I stepped up, I committed. And what's my identity? What's my mantra? I've said it before, I will not let you down, right? So we're helping each other out because this is great for me too. This is a morning brain dump. This is my morning ritual, not only as a way to connect and to enhance my business, because you know this is a business for me, but it's just great therapy for me to go through my emotions and thoughts and constantly think about where I'm going, what I'm doing, how can I provide more value to you. It makes me think about it more and more. And the more you think about anything in life, you can't help but become better at it. So this is our time. This is your time to think about you. You set it aside just for you. And remember the purpose of this, all right? You know, we have other opportunities, whether it's on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour page, just in case you're running to this podcast for the first time from iTunes, or you are listening because you found it on bodybuilding.com or somebody on Facebook or whatever it might be. This is our time to talk about you and where you're going. And we have a lot of other opportunities to talk about the sets and the reps and the mindset needed to build more muscle and lose body fat. I have plenty of other opportunities to do all that. And I know that's why you come to me first and foremost, at least at this stage of our relationship, and I'm not going to let you down. So I do have those avenues, skiplacour.com, my thread on bodybuilding.com, Facebook. So make sure you're there, and we'll do all of that too. So how are you doing this morning? You know, I really appreciate all the comments. I like the likes and the shares, getting the message out. That's why this podcast, that's why Mass Machine Nutrition, my supplement line, my Facebook page is growing because you're reciprocating my efforts and you're sharing it with your friends, you're talking about it, and you can see it growing. And I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for all that. The feedback that you give me, it helps me make sure that I am doing what it takes to provide that value for you that I'm promising you. So I really appreciate it. There was a comment through the internet that I read, and it was in regards to the podcast that I did, maybe it was a couple days ago, where I was talking about don't let the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches curb your hunger, your desire to enjoy that magnificent Thanksgiving dinner in life. And that was a metaphor that I used, an analogy. And this particular person, you know, made a comment. Maybe I was not clear on that metaphor, but the comment was, you know, every day can't be Thanksgiving. And, you know, that's a very good point. Now, the metaphor that I used is really that in life, you can do things that make you feel productive and busy and feel good about yourself. And they even take time and they take effort. But you need to constantly evaluate if those things that make you feel good, right, that make you feel busy, are they really getting you closer to what you ultimately want? Is this the highest and best use of your time to help you get to where you ultimately want to be? And I'm constantly questioning myself. Just because I'm busy, just because I'm creative, just because I'm excited about something, even if it takes me a long time and a lot of thought, even if it's magnificent, I'm really happy with what I deliver, the production, what I created. That does not necessarily mean it's getting me closer to my ultimate goals in life. It just doesn't. It does not. Even though it feels good, even though I'm productive, even though I may get great feedback, I constantly have to ask myself, is this getting me closer to my goals? And is this the highest and best use of my time? I share my challenges and my experiences with you with the bodybuilding and fitness industry, where, you know, a lot of people do this as a hobby. I've been doing it. This is my source of income for 15, 16 years. And so there's not necessarily all these proven routes to go, especially with the internet emerging over all these 15, 16 years. There's no proven routes that if you do this, this, and this, you will be successful. Where, you know, that may or may not be true in more established business. I don't know, like running a restaurant or, you know, how to get your degree in school. There's certain steps that are universal to become successful that may or may not be quite so simple in the fitness world. So I've tried a lot of things that you've loved that I love doing. But I look back, you know, I had to stop doing them because they weren't getting to me to where I ultimately wanted. Maybe it was a great way to connect with you. But if, for me to keep on doing this like 15 years later, I can spend all my time giving, and not take care of myself. And then I have to go out and get a job that may take me 40, 50 hours a week with commute. And then I have to rush home to focus on my passion of fitness, right? So just because you're being productive doesn't mean that it's getting you closer and closer to your goals. And this podcast, for example, you know, here we are, a podcast, 38 days in a row I've been doing this, and I'm constantly evaluating, hey, this is fun. You guys are loving it. I'm loving it. I just explained all the reasons why. But is that getting closer to making Mass Machine Nutrition the highest quality, most effective, very best supplement company in the world? It may have a big part, may have a little part. That's something I constantly have to evaluate. Is it the highest and best use of my time? Or, and here's the analogy, is it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? It makes me feel good, fills me up. But does it take that hunger off the nuts and bolts of the things that I have to do at this stage to make that happen? And that's something I constantly have to evaluate while I'm doing it, after I'm doing it, the whole time, all right? I take it out of, you know, the business world. It may be something like relationships. You know, you want that ultimate relationship and that connection? And this is something that I went through for years, right? One thing is, if you have a lot of opportunity to date, maybe a lot of women, a lot of different types of women, right? Come on, guys, there's a lot of, if you're at this buffet, everything looks good, right? If you're not focused on what you ultimately want, for your life, family life, right? You might be dating nice girls, fun girls, or whatever, and you're busy. You got something to do on Friday and Saturday night, right? Even though that particular person, just say they're a great person, they may not be the best person for you for what you ultimately want, even though it feels good like right now, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And if you always have something to do on Friday and Saturday night with a cool chick, looks good, even though it's not getting you closer to that life that you ultimately want, right? You're not going to have that hunger and desire. Maybe you need to sit at home and not date at all, right? And feel lonely, right? So you don't have these short-term distractions from what your ultimate goal is. So that's my metaphor about the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I definitely agree that every single day, just can't be Thanksgiving, some magnificent day in the world. So I hope I clarified that analogy about the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and Thanksgiving. And that's really what I want to talk about today is, look, every single day, are you motivated? Are you driven? Are you excited? What do you do during those days that aren't Thanksgiving, that aren't so magnificent? What actually makes you, gets you to think that is, do things have to happen to you for you to get excited? Wow, this is a day like Thanksgiving. Or do you take charge of your thoughts and your actions, and then you make it Thanksgiving in your mind, and you walk, talk, act, you're excited as if it's Thanksgiving. So is that an experience, a situation that you create in your mind, or is it just whatever feedback, how the world responds to you, or who gives you the phone call, what opportunity is presented to you, right? It's a mindset. First thing I do to get connected to you and to get inspired of what I can talk about, come up with information, is I just scan through all the many, many friends like on my Facebook page, see what they're talking about, what they're feeling, get inspired. And I saw, this was a biblical quote, that I read that somebody posted, and it said, "Feelings are real, but that doesn't mean they're the truth." Feelings are real, but that doesn't mean they're the truth. And that's, I'll tell you, that's a great quote. And that's what I want to focus on talking about today, is that one thing I like about this quote is to acknowledge that feelings. When you're feeling down in the dumps, you're feeling like this is a grind. Right, this is a battle. You notice how I talked about at the beginning of this podcast that life is this game, it's this challenge, it's this puzzle, it's this combination lock. It's really, I really watch my language patterns of how I describe things. I've mentioned many times is that I've just never used the word depression, depressed. Now, have I had down times that maybe would qualify as depressed? For other people, maybe. I don't know. For whatever reasons. I mean, this wasn't some mind trick. This wasn't some motivational technique that I learned. I just never have used that word to describe my situation. And so I am sure that, I read people's experience. They tell me about their experience about being depressed. And I can really respect, appreciate, be empathetic to those feelings. What they're going through, that is challenging. So, but it's just something that, because of how I described it. So, getting in the morning sometimes, you're not going to feel like it's Thanksgiving, like you're totally exciting. I mean, isn't that true for you? I mean, I go through this ritual every single day that I have figured out that works for me. What I do, first thing to do, what I focus on, visual images. I have this vision board, dream board, whatever you want to call it, with quotes and goals and pictures and images of who I want to be, who I want to do it with, the things in life that I want to experience, what I've got going. And I just take, you know, some time, first thing in the morning, I do these movement exercises to get my mind and body awake. I do these breathing exercises. I look at that. And then I come into my office and, you know, I look at all these goals that I, now it takes a lot of time to figure out what it is you want. It takes time to go through the process of creating these pictures and images and printing them out and doing all this. But I'll tell you, then you're on autopilot. Because I don't wake up every single morning thinking that it's Thanksgiving. Trust me. And for me, it's kind of strange is that there are circumstances where I wake up and I mean, I am just ready to set the world on fire, that I can accomplish anything and I can't wait to get going, right? And then it could be 2 days later, same conditions or even better conditions. And where I was feeling is on a scale from 1 to 10, 2 mornings ago, I'm feeling like, I don't know, 5 or 6, same exact or better conditions. So I realize it's just like what I'm focusing on, what my feelings are at the moment. And I know that they're not real. There's something that I always say to myself is that when I wake up in those mornings, you know, who knows, maybe you're going through one this morning yourself, is that, you know, I just tell myself, I've been here before, and this too shall pass. If I keep just moving in the direction, if I keep on focusing on these boards of all these goals and these images, if I just keep on one step at a time, something I always say, keep on keeping on. I've been here before. This too shall pass. I just need to keep on keeping on. And I just remind myself of that. And how true is that for you? How many times have you got up in the morning feeling down in the dumps, not optimistic about your situation, focusing on your challenges. I mean, really focusing hard on the challenges, not appreciating your strengths, having those feelings, right? And then a cup of coffee later, right? Or 6 hours later, definitely a couple days later, you're a whole different person looking at the same situation a lot differently. See, I've learned over time that I can control that. And that's what those rituals that I do every single morning, how I breathe first thing in the morning, how I move my body, you know, as the grogginess gets out of my eyes, those pictures, those images, you know, I told you I've added coffee to the mix within the last couple of years. That's a big help too. Get my coffee. Then I come over into my home office and I look at these goals that I've written down. There's certain things that trigger me to step up, to, you know, if I feel tired, if I feel not quite as motivated, if I feel like taking a break, there's certain things that for me that really kick me into gear. One is I have this picture of my parents and I have this check underneath it. And that motivates me as time passes by and I think as they're getting older. And I just think of all the opportunity. If I work harder, if I work smarter, if I can create more value to you, if I can just make the continue making the highest quality Mass Machine supplements. But more importantly than that, I can find a way. I know I have great products, right? Effective products. It's just, how do I make more people available? I mean, aware of them, right? That's the thing. And so what ways can I do that, make more people available, aware of all the great things that I have to offer, right? And so when I'm feeling maybe not quite 100%, you notice how I kind of hesitate. I was going to say when I feel down, I guess I should acknowledge that for the sake of this conversation. You know, there are certain things that trigger me. My wife's mother, same type of situation. I've found for me, is this true for you? Is that for me, a lot of times I can get caught up in the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I can do things that are productive, help you, make me feel good, keep me busy. But man, if I really look at it, are they really getting me closer to my goals? Is that the highest and best use of my time to make those goals happen? And when it's about me, and I'm not, look, I just say, I probably need to become more into this to help motivate me. I'm not really into things, material things. probably should be into material things a lot more for me. You know, that's my situation. You know, I know that a lot of people say that you shouldn't be in material things. Maybe your situation, you've concentrated too much on those things and you let the other experiences go, the accomplishments, the achievements, the connection with people, whatever, because you've focused on material things. That's not been my case, you know. And so maybe if I were to focus on having all these amazing material things, maybe that would be another thing to kick my mindset into that next level. But for me, it's like I'm going through life, I'm doing things like this that make me feel good, these experiences that fill my heart, that peanut butter and jelly sandwich maybe that takes the edge off of really pressing myself for that ultimate goal. And so when I do it for somebody else, now this is me, when I can kick my talents to the next level for someone else, right? And now it's my daughter, you know, it's like, I mean, it just kicks me in another gear. It gives me that second wind throughout the day. It makes me quit worrying about whatever I'm wrapped up into, those feelings. That's what gets me back on track during those days. What is it for you? What is your strategy? You know, you really should think about that, because I'll tell you, let's just say that this is your morning ritual. You found that listening to this podcast every single day just gets you in the right frame of mind. Okay. Well, you should do that every single day. If breathing through your mouth, through your nose, and then out through your mouth 10 times right when you wake up, doing some jumping jacks or some movements, or looking at images that you took the time of where you want to go, the place you want to live, if that gets you in the right frame of mind, instead of those feelings or emotions that may or may not be true 6 minutes later or 6 days later, then you need to find what that is for you. And you need to do it just like a discipline, just like going to the gym, just like going to work. All those things that you have to do, or you've sold yourself that you have to do, you need to make one of those rituals in the morning, whatever it is for you. And if you just were to think about that just for the next 30 days, try this, try this, try that, you know, it may take some time to find those right combinations for you. I'll tell you, being able to start off and you control the events, your moods, your feelings. You have this way of focusing on certain things, doing certain things with your body so that you get closer to, hey, today is Thanksgiving, going back, you know, to the analogy that wasn't quite understood, right? This magnificent day. If you can get your feelings and your thoughts going in that direction because you found these strategies, man, it just make your life so much better. You know, I don't know if it is how it is for you, but do you go through pockets of, I don't know, 4 hours of your day, or I don't know, 4 days of your week? Hope this isn't for you, but do you go through 4 months of your life where you just can't get yourself to focus on where you want to go and feel great, feel magnificent? I'll tell you, this may be the best investment of your time to control the events. And don't wait for the phone call from somebody special. Don't wait for somebody to post a funny cat picture or video on YouTube. You know, you go out and get it to change your state. There is a combination for you. And you know what? You should really commit to finding what that combination, what that puzzle is for you. You know, I've shared what it is for me. It took me a long time of thinking about it. And it isn't like I've come up with this combination and let's just say on a scale from 1 to 10, it really works for me. And maybe, I don't know, it took me of really thinking about it. It took me, I don't know, 6 months to figure out, okay, this is what I do, right? When I'm at my best. It isn't like just thinking about it, just trying anything, just being aware that my feelings aren't real, okay? That doesn't necessarily mean they're real. Maybe I should pay attention to them. Maybe I should accept them, okay? Because those feelings are real, but they may not necessarily be the truth. All right. And you just thinking of it, of, okay, what does this really mean? What do I have to do? You do anything just thinking about that. Maybe your ritual is just listening to this podcast, right? You're benefiting. You know, one thing in the bodybuilding and training arena that I talk about a lot is that, you know, just go to the gym, move forward. You know the basics of what to do. You know, I can help you with routines or I can tell you what to eat, but a lot of times people, you know, they need to be really sold that this is the best use of their time. And so they don't do anything. Or when they are going to the gym or they're trying to follow through their eating plan, they have so much uncertainty. If this is the perfect plan, is it working? That they're so miserable in the process. And I tell them, just do something. Do something on a consistent basis, and you're going to get closer and closer to doing it, to getting to that state of mind with your body, that comfort level, by just showing up every single day, by keep on keeping on. You'll get there. But your mindset has to feel that way. You can't make it a miserable, grinding experience for you. So just going to the gym, just follow through, just thinking about how to become better. I know we want it all now, but you can't help but be better 6 months from now with that type of showing up on a consistent basis and just thinking about it, right? And it isn't like I'm going to have a 10 strategy and it works and anything less is a zero. So I'm going to the gym every single day. I'm thinking about it. I'm staying there for the full hour. You know, if I don't have the right steroidage, it's a zero. No, you may be a 3, 4, 5 on your way to 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just the thought, just the follow through. So when I talk about, you know, your feelings, they are real, but that doesn't mean they're the truth. When I tell you to keep on keeping on, to find those rituals, to whip yourself up into an emotional state, right? Find that combination. Take charge. Don't wait for events. Take control of your own thoughts. I've shared what I do. Hell, this, as you can tell from when I started this podcast to right now, just getting excited. My voice is picking up. Because this is what part of my identity. This is what I love to do. I love this whole game, this challenge of life and what I'm going through and sharing it with you, right? And I want you to benefit. I want to motivate you, I want to drive you, but more than make you feel good, give you specific strategies. Now, I can't figure out what your specific strategies are to wake up and get yourself closer to feeling great, feeling positive, feeling optimistic. Now, you're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to figure out the combination for you. But I'd love to give you, more than making you feel good, give you strategies and share the strategies, you know, that I've done that have worked. And also, you know, let you know the ones, the way of thinking that don't work, right? And I'll tell you this, that has been my passion. This is waking me up. Man, this is a morning ritual that gets me empowered. Because it's almost like a pep talk to myself, too. It's a pep talk for myself. What I'm going through, I get to share it with you. It reminds me of what I know to be true. Now, I just have to follow through. All right? Hey, I want to make you aware of a special that I'm running right now. So if you go to skipplecore.com, it's on the front page. So many of you love this stuff, this mind stuff, this total life improvement message that I constantly talk about, this man formation. And that has been my most popular product that has helped guys all around the world get perspective, take charge of their life. The feedback on the man formation program has just been amazing. And if you're the type of person to listen to this podcast, I have a great feeling that it's something that would benefit you. And it's my journey to be my continuous journey. When I sat down and figured, what do I need to do to become the man I really want to be? To be able to experience more options in life and to use all the talents, all my gifts, along with all my weaknesses and, you know, how to use all of that to become the best that I can be so I can experience the most options, things, business, relationships, travel, whatever it is I want, that's what this man formation, how can I be a better man to make the most out of. A lot of this, the theme, you know, of this podcast. And when it comes to training routines, you know, some people, higher reps, lower reps, this way, this eating, right? And so sometimes in the bodybuilding and fitness world, we all kind of divide ourselves with our styles of training, our styles of eating. But one thing that has been a commonality where maybe somebody doesn't necessarily like or think my training approach is the right way for them. So even if they didn't agree with my training approach, so many people in this fitness world, because I think we're so much alike. And again, especially if you're listening to this podcast, you've made it through all 30 minutes of this so far. That Manformation program is for you. Check it out on my site. But here's the thing about it. I know you're coming to me for the training strategies, the eating strategies. You know how I've dedicated the last, 38 days to this podcast and following through, creating this value with this focus on how to help you. I've been doing this for years. I've been producing ebooks and DVDs and videos in front of cameras, books, audio seminars, all breaking down the strategies of training, nutrition, motivation, mindset, right? And so I have this, what I call Results University, and it's 26 hours of video. Now, don't get intimidated, right, by that, and I'll tell you why in a moment. And it also has 23 hours of audio. And the workbooks that go along, instruction guides for the audio, right? And I have it all in this package. Again, I don't want you to get intimidated by that because, look, if you want to master anything in life, it's going to take some time. Everybody wants to, I just think it's so ridiculous, what the books and ebooks and things that sell are, how to get abs. That's what people just want. They buy all this thing. And they're all promising, this is the routine or whatever. I'll talk about another time of abs. You shouldn't be necessarily thinking that there's this program just for abs or this routine's just for abs. But that's not the point, right? But, if you want to do this, the next 6 months are going to come and go. You need to focus. You need to get dedicated. I've dedicated my life to explaining these things to you if you like my style on these type of podcasts, bodybuilding and training. So what I've done in addition to provide you with this material, I have outlined this course of where to go. Go to this DVD, go to this audio program step by step. So you'll start benefiting from the program like 1 hour or probably a half hour into Results University, into the program, right? So it isn't like, oh my God, I don't have 26 hours to watch all this video. I don't have, or 23 hours to listen to all this audio. You don't have to. You can benefit from day one and piece it together, in the next 6 months. And then 6 months come and go, boom, you've got these things mastered about what to do, how to do it. And then it's just a matter of you doing it and then taking to higher and higher levels. So for bodybuilding training, I put together this amazing course, Results University. And so I bundled it, and I'll tell you, that's $197 to master your bodybuilding training efforts, all of that. But what I've done, I have a special going until Saturday. When you invest in yourself and get my Results University, I'm throwing in a product that has sold magnificently well, my Manformation program, absolutely free. That program sells all the time for $99.97. So you've just cut the price of it in half with my best products, both inside and outside the gym. My thing is Results University plus my Manformation course equals you, the total package. Because that's the best thing. If you like my style, if you like my stuff, hey, I like this guy. He thinks like I do. I like his style of delivery, the way he teaches, the way he communicates. Well, you're going to love this. It's the best $200 investment they can make. Again, I'm throwing in the $99.97 Manformation program for free. You can't beat that deal. If you want to become the total package, both inside and outside the gym, you got to invest in this program. This bonus, this free Manformation program, is only available till Saturday. So hopefully you're listening to this podcast somewhere close to this particular day that I'm posting it. so you can take advantage of this. So go to skiplacour.com. Send me an email if you can't find it, skip@skiplacour.com. But you definitely want to take advantage of this. If you are truly committed to becoming your best, both inside and outside of the gym, if you want to be more than just muscles, if you want to make your man formation, if you want to become the total package, this is what you have to invest in. Don't wait. You know, I talked about don't wake up in the morning and wait for something to happen to you. Don't wait for somebody to send you an email. Don't wait for a phone call to make you happy. Don't wait for, I don't know, a kitty video that makes you laugh. Go out with all the stimulus that's in the world. Go out and find what stimulates you. Take charge of your thoughts and emotions, what you're focusing on, right? Don't wait. So don't sit back and say, well, there's so much information for free and all of this, and I think I... Go out and get it. I stand behind all my work. So if there's, for some reason, you're not happy, hell, I'll make you happy, right? I'll make you happy. You know, I would say I'd give your money back, which I always stand behind all my work, but I don't want to motivate you to make this, well, I can invest, but I can just get my money back, you know, because then you have this half-hearted commitment, right? Let me just tell you, I'll always take care of you. How about we just leave it at that? But I just want you to take charge of your own destiny, your own mindset, you know, your own body. Get the information that you need. Go to Results University. Make your man formation. Make this investment. Man, 6 months from now, hell, you're doing your podcast like this one and having all these people listen to it because you're so powerful, right? You know, I selfishly want to be the guy when it's 10, 15 years from now that's Skip LaCour. He changed my life. He got me building muscle, losing body fat. Hell, you guys come to me for that information. That's down easy. And it's because this Skip LaCour guy. I got my life together. I started taking charge of my life, making my man formation. Because this guy, way back when, 15 years ago, would just bleed his heart about all his challenges. You know, where he could have easily hid behind the fact, the facade, oh, I'm so 6-time national champion. But he used all his experiences, success to help us, but then he shared all of his failures and defeats because we know we go through the grind. And when I realized that he went through the grind and continues to go through the grind, that's not a good word, the challenge, the game of life, just like me, it made all the difference in the world. So I woke up every morning, I focused on the positive, I strung together a week, a month, and now here I am. You know, I just posted something on my website where I talk about, are you a master or a dabbler at what you do? And I talk about that influence in my life, Rich Cunha, and I put a picture of him. And I'm thinking, man, I need to reach out to Rich. I hope somebody on the internet shows him that. That's what I want to be. I want to look 10 years from now, 5 years from now, and I'm looking at your website, and you talk about how this Skip LaCour guy came into your life. Zig Ziglar, you know, he just died recently. I've got his picture on that dream board, that vision board that I talk about. He was such an influence to me when I was 21 years old. He just died. And for me, it's inspiring for a lot of ways. One is that here I am, just some guy at 21 years old that he stepped into my life and really changed the direction of it with his influence. And so I want to be that Zig Ziglar for you. I want to be that Rich Cunha for you, right? And then I did the math. Do you know that Zig Ziglar was 57 years old when he changed the direction of my life? I see that as so massively inspiring. So I know what it was like when I was 19 years old or 25. Maybe some of you guys are like that and thinking, oh, I'm so far behind the game. You know, I should be so much further ahead. Am I ever going to do this? And I just have this picture, and I go through that too. I go through that too. Like, man, I should be in my rocking chair just enjoying life, all this work that I've done. Is it ever going to happen? I go through those thoughts all the time. I see that picture of Zig Ziglar every morning, knowing that he changed my life at 57. The reason why I'm talking to you right now, connecting with you in this manner, we're becoming friends, buddies, is because of Zig Ziglar and his inspiration. I want to be that guy for you, right? Now I'm going to die, I don't know, years and years and years from now, right? So on your dream board, you're going to have Skip LaCour. He helped me at his age or whatever, right? Anyway, so, you know what's interesting? I wake up in these podcasts and I go, well, what am I going to talk about today? This is going to be a short one. And here we are, 40 minutes into it, right? Hey, thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast. But really, thanks for taking the time to invest in you. This is your morning ritual to just think about you, your life, and where you want to go. When you take off the earphones after this podcast, you can get to work. You can get to the demands of your family and everything that's pulling you in every direction. But this is the time for you. Thanks for connecting. I will talk to you again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.